Gene, what's one of the most extraordinary things that you have done when it comes, or remedied when it comes to homeopathics, and also what is the most common thing that you have to help farmers with?
Well, going with the common one first, I'd say mastitis and scours. They'd be the two most common ones. The most extraordinary one that comes straight to mind is with my own mare. She was down the back paddock, and I noticed she always had her head down. And as I got a bit closer, she started to whinny out to me. I thought, there's something wrong with you. I've never seen it before and never seen it since and never heard of it. But she just could not get her head up from the ground. It was as if her neck was as stiff as a board. She was stuck there. And I said, well, hang on. I went back up to the dispensary, and I'm thinking on the way up, do I get the vet, do I get the dead cow truck, or what does somebody else do in this situation? And I thought, oh, that's right, they ring me, don't they? So I went into the dispensary, and I do kinesiology, which is muscle testing. So I muscle tested on behalf of the horse. What remedy? There was just one particular homeopathic that came up. Now, I don't even remember what it was. I just took it and went down and gave her a dose, and then came back up to the dispensary and looked up what it was for. And it was for exactly the symptoms that she had. And I thought, oh, wow. So I thought, 15 minutes later, I better go and give her another dose. And she had her head up in the air and sort of whinnied out to me again, as if to say, well, thanks, you fixed me. And that was a really strange one, that one.
So did she need more treatment after that 15-minute interval?
I did give her one dose because I was down there with remedy, but that was it. She didn't have anything, and she's still going now about 10 years later.
And Ron, from your side, from a practical side, what is the most extraordinary turnaround that you've seen happen on the farm?
Ah, it's pretty hard to think about one at the moment.
That first cow?
Well,
cow we treated?
Yeah. Yep, well, you can mention that.
Oh, you can. You know better than I.
Yeah, well, it was probably the first one of the first cows that we'd ever treated with homeopathics was...
by a very sceptical farmer.
Yeah, so the memory that the farmer put into the bottle wouldn't have made any difference there, because I was pretty sceptical when I did it. This cow, the woman asked if there was anyone who had any mastitis in their herd, and this cow came straight to mind that she calved, and she'd had a penicillin dry cow treatment beforehand. And she milked for about a week and then broke down in one quarter. And I treated her with the normal conventional treatment. And this is mid-80s. And then she broke down again about 3 weeks later. And this was the day that I was at this this meeting. And she said, oh, this stuff will fix her, you know, or it should make a big difference. So I thought, okay. What is it? And it was Vitalacca. So it was just Vitalacca in the bottle, and she said, take it home, give the cow 6 drops and a little bit of water and drench her. And she was a lovely, quiet cow, so I was quite happy to try that and strip the quarter out. So I did that, and the following morning, it was a real horrible yellow custardy stuff that was there when I first stripped it out. And the next morning, it had cleared up quite a bit, so I treated her again twice a day for 3 days, and she was completely clear. And we milked that cow then for probably 7 or 8 years longer, and she never broke down again, didn't have any dry cow, this is when we gave all those things away. And about 3 weeks later, we had another one that came in crook again, and so I thought, oh, okay, if it works like that, I'll fix this one too. And I tried her, and nothing happened. It didn't get any better. The next milking, it was worse. So I rang this woman up and said,
Mari
Cousins, yeah, and said, you know, that it worked, this one, the first one, it worked amazingly, and this next one, it hasn't worked at all. And she said, oh, I'll get some stuff down to you. And she sent me down some belladonna, and it fixed the animal up straight away. So from there, we've sort of come a fair way, I think, with gene mixing. Well, I know, you, Jean, you have Phytolacca and belladonna in your mass formula or your mass eye formula.
That's right, yeah. Yes, both those
ingredients. A lot of other things as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one sort of for possibly for heat, is it, Beth? What's for belladonna's for?
Yeah, belladonna is for heat.
Yeah. And the phytolacca?
Yep. And phytolacca is for the mammary gland. It's a gland.
That's
for,
right.
Yeah.
And then you use others for different symptoms as well, and they're all blended together.
Reasons, yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And each one works on a different symptom. And if that symptom isn't present, doesn't matter. That's just nothing there for it to work on, so it doesn't
bypass
work.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Bypass it. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
It saves a lot of trying to diagnose.
I think we've got quite a few. Sorry, Bev. Is it appropriate to go into a few questions that we've got that have come in?
Yep.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm happy to.
And some of these questions we've already covered, but from Justin Schultz from South Australia, just near the border there. His question is, I'm interested whether the homeopathic is available for sheep similar to those of dairy cattle. We'll pretty well cover that. In particular, I would be interested in a formula for the following, a remedy for worms in sheep, perhaps used as much as a preventive when giving mineral drenches. And I generally give a mineral drench prior to lambing, so any additives to this I would be interested in, such as lambing tonic and something which accentuates the effectiveness of seaweed-based minerals. Start again, seaweed-based mineral drench, as mentioned in the DVD. Apparently we must have mentioned that in the DVD. Something calming for lambs as marking to help recovery and stress. Well, we cover that in the DVD, or Ron covered that in the DVD. I would also be interested in having a foot rot formula on hand. So, Jean, can you sort of give a bit of a talk on those questions? Because quite a few of those things have been answered.
Yeah.
So, Jean?
I've got those questions. Yeah, I've got those questions here. So, about the lambing tonic, it would be the same formula as the calving tonic. Drenching would be effective, but being only one dose, it would be a little bit of a drawback because the more frequent the dosing, the better, like as if the formula was in the trough. And we all know that sheep don't drink as often as cattle. But there is one way around that. If you wanted to just do a one dose every 6 to 12 months, is to use a very high potency of the ingredients. The higher the potency, the less often you dose. So we could cover it that way. A remedy for worms in sheep. Once again, in a mineral drench. The same as what I just said about the lambing tonic. You'd still have to make it into a high potency, and that can be arranged. Something calming for the lambs at marking. The disbaying formula that Ron was talking about, this could be used in the same way as that, and I would suggest putting it in a trigger spray bottle and spraying it on the lamb's nose once you've caught it. And the response is to lick the nose, but quite often when you catch a lamb, he bars anyway, so if you're a good shot, you could put it straight in his mouth.
Now, would you do that just as you're marking it, or after marking it, or before? In other words, before or during or after?
I think you could do it all in the one operation when you catch him, because he doesn't want to be caught again. So you'd catch the lamb, spray his nose, do the job, and then I would suggest putting this homeopathic formula into colloidal silver rather than water in the trigger spray bottle, and then you can spray after marking as well for the injury and help heal that up and stop any infection. So with the dysbiotic form,
a trigger spray bottle.
Yeah, I'd be doing it with a trigger spray bottle because, you know, if you're going to be marking a few hundred lambs, it's quicker with a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Just one squirt and he's done. Yeah, a good job for one of the kids. Yeah, the disbudding formula is more for burns, so I could actually do another formula for the marking, but it would be treated in the same way with the trigger spray bottle. And I'd definitely be using colloidal silver in it to help with the healing. What was there, another one? Foot rot formula. Yep, that's always a good one to have on hand, just a matter of ordering it.
And how would you administer that? The next question, which before I even talk about how you administer it, the next part of the question, which Justin has brought to our attention, is because the sheep virtually don't drink at all in wet, moist, when the grass is very moist, can it be sprayed out on the pasture with a biodynamic liquid?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you mix the two together?
Yes, yeah, great idea. That'll be really good. I'm actually working on putting together some formulas for foliar sprays for plant production and fruiting as well. There's a lot of flower essences that will address this, lots of aspects of the plant's growth. So that one's in the pipeline still.
So that would actually help the animal? That's designed to...
Yes.
Yes, right. Now, the questions we had from Alan Wood is that he's currently running Angus cows and homeopathically is trialling with some success and is particularly interested in parasite tonic, especially that covers internal worms and lice. So, Jean, would you like to... does use some calphos, magphos, silica, etc. The treating of troughs, and would it be once a week, or it's got in months here, or is better done daily?
This is better done on the full moon. This is our full moon job.
Yep, so Dean, you would be...
Yeah, so it's done monthly on the full moon.
A day of the full moon?
Yeah, if you want to dose the troughs, just do it. Dose the trough the day before the full moon, and the formula will still be in the trough over the full moon. If you're individually dosing, like the cat or the dog or something like that, do it the day before, the day of, and the day after the full moon. Just put it in their tea, in their food. And I think Alan did ask if calphos, magphos and silica were in this formula. None of those are in it, but there's a whole lot more in it. And it will cover lice, mange, ringworm, intestinal worms, liver fluke and fleas. So,
what about ticks?
Possibly ticks too. I haven't had anybody use it for ticks. We don't have ticks here, so that would be a try.
Yep. There's a question for Ron. I'm interested in your mineral recipe as I have issues with weak ligaments and cracked hoofs. How often do I supply it and at what cost? Well, I'm not too sure if you know. Anyway, would you like to answer that, Ron?
Yeah, well, it depends how many he's doing, I suppose. I see he's got 90 Angus cows here. This is the mineral recipe is the dolomite, vinegar, molasses, water and kelp and a little bit of salt. So I think we put that on the DVD, didn't we? That it's equal parts of those. And I think that he would need to be giving them about 100 to 150 mil per day per animal, and you can give it to them as long as they need it. It's not an expensive mixture. We use organic molasses, which is quite a bit more expensive than the conventional one, but you know, it goes a fair way. And if you want it to go, to make it even go a bit further, and the way Gene was talking there, we possibly could put, he could put some homeopathics in that lick as well. I think, how would that go, Gene?
Yeah, that would be great, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't do it any harm anyway. But no, the cost is, you're looking at about $1 a litre for your the fermented apple cider vinegar. You're looking at about $1.50, $1.30 a litre for your organic molasses. And I'm not sure what the kelp would cost. It's quite a bit dearer, I think, but you only need
a quarter
part, so you don't need very much. Mm. And your dolomite is about, $15 for 20 kilos, so you're not looking at huge costs in putting these sort of licks together. And another thing, if they just gobble it up too quick, that you can add a little bit of basalt, rock dust, which is a very high energy food as well, which is very good for the animals.
Would it pay to put out some free choice dolomite of the sand variety, which is the cheaper one?
It wouldn't do any harm, would it?
Looks like it would help.
Mm. Especially if he's got weak ligaments and cracked hooves and
yes.
That. The weak ligaments and that sounds a bit like a selenium problem as well. So, yeah, something to think about, vitamin B12, selenium, those sort of things around for that as well. So, and I'm sure you'd have something for that, would you, Jean?
Yes. Yeah, the Arnica formula would probably help there. I also think that every farmer needs a comfrey plant. And comfrey...
Yeah.
It's good for the ligaments and it rebuilds cells.
And the cracked hooves? That just shows... pardon?
It would be a calcium, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a calcium. It's
would be a calcium mechanism.
Yeah, it's just the inability for the animal to actually motivate the calcium or mobilise the calcium properly.
Yeah, probably need a bit of zinc and silica as well.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a bit of silica in your basalt rock powders anyway, so...
Oh, right. Yep.
Mm.